Y'all mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine, cause we all apparently need it from what I'm seeing out there, edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming to all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, looking down on Hollywood Town, just spitting distance from the most famous to intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, all y'all. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. What's going to happen? You're going to get all the fabulous programming from the Crab Diving Network pumped right directly into your ear holes. Do yourself a favor and listen in to all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. You can also find the Hick on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. And you can also find me on the Facebook, Facebook.com/ The Hollywood Hick. Okay. Oh, also, the Hick comes on every day here on the Crab Diving Network on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. Now, that's West Coast time. So if you're anywhere else, do the math. That's 10 on the East Coast. Anywhere else, figure it out, because honestly, my brain hurts. And if you can't figure that part out, just go over to the iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, because you can get episodes of it right up there. And if you are seriously jonesing for an episode, you can hear the previous episode from the one that's currently airing on the 7th at midnight on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? It's all over the damn place. Do yourself a favor, listen in, and to all the words of wisdoms and joys that are coming out of the mouth of the Hollywood Hick into your ear holes. Okay. All right, now that we got particulars out of the way, I reckon we ain't got no choice but to go in and talk about what is going on out there in the world, and how this freaking pumpkin head with a dead mangy fox and a fart puss on his face has done gone and caused a whole bunch of more trouble with all of these freaking fools he's done brought into his administration and everything else. So here is our Trump date about what's going on with this straight up stone cold fool of a fool. I can't even believe I have to say that his name as president. It's just, it still eats me up on the insides, because I just can't. So now I come across this here article over on the Alternet website, right? Says 5 disturbing new revelations about what's really going on inside the chaotic Trump White House. Now, it has been just a little over 3 weeks, y'all. Just a little over 3 weeks. And look at all the madness that has done come out of there. The crazy, like, whatever. What's his name? This Flynn fella. What's his name? Paul Flynn, is that his name? Had to go and resign from the Security Council or whatever the fuck he was. See, I ain't running for government, so I don't have to know the exact name of these positions. But dude had to go and resign because he's in collusion with the Russians, and apparently he's been doing a lot of unsavory things that got himself in trouble. But my favorite part of which is that now, like, Trump is all upset because he's like, I can't believe that they let that leak. But I'm thinking, what? Because you don't make any sense, pumpkinhead. Dude was over there colluding with the Russians, apparently, like, encrypting conversations and shit, trying to make it where nobody can know what the hell he's up to, breaking all kind of laws and shit. But apparently, this pumpkinhead that is our president has decided that the biggest issue with this is with leaks. Because that's what, because, you know, we get most of our information from this foolish-ass fool that is our president, from his tweeting. And but he says right here, this is his tweet from just this morning, Valentine's Day. That's when I'm recording this, y'all. Valentine's Day. I'm a little late. Sorry. I might have drank too much this weekend and did not get an episode in, so I apologize. But I had some things to do, some commitments for some porties, and I might have overindulged, and I had to spend time doing things like retrieving my cell phone and or my keys, as opposed to speaking into this microphone to enlighten you people with the wisdoms that is the Hollywood Hick. Just saying is out. But I digress. But his tweet that comes out and says, the real story here is, why are there so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington? Will these leaks be happening as I deal on North Korea, etc.? Probably. I want me to tell you why. Because you love a fucking leak, you bitch-ass bitch. You don't even pay attention to your own freaking tweeting. Because lots of people who are paying attention when you are not, with your big old pumpkin head, dead mangy fox fart puss looking mother trucking piece of I will reel myself in so that I can read this. But it says here, we are quoting Donald Trump here. It says, I love WikiLeaks. That is from October 10th, 2016. What do you love? WikiLeaks. Exactly what you're bitching about. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. Okay, pumpkin? whether you want to acknowledge it or not, people are paying attention. And yes, you are fucking miserable. You are miserable because I am telling you, I said it way back when, he did not want to be president. I agree 100% with what Howard Stern said, that he wanted to get more, like, I didn't think about the more money from NBC part till Howard Stern said it, but I've been saying he didn't want to be president. He just wanted more attention. And then the next thing you know, all of his asinine comments done freaking invigorated all of these freaking people who have nothing but, they sit there and tell you that they're a Christian, but they ain't got nothing but hate in their heart because the Jesus that I was taught about in Vacation Bible School and Sunday School and all of the Southern Baptist religious upbringing that I was forced to undergo as I was growing up, which actually wasn't all bad. It's just I couldn't buy into all the bullshit. I saw so much hypocritical nonsense of this do as I say, not as I do fucking mentality that just made me question everything. I was like, what? I spent most of my time telling my Sunday school teacher that I didn't believe in Jesus just so I could watch her flip the fuck out. Okay, that's what I did as a fucking 10-year-old. I did that shit. If I was able to grasp this at 10 as a sassy ass little fucking gay ass Southern kid forced to go to Southern Baptist church and sing in the choir and play handbells, somebody else should have been able to figure this out. I'm just saying is all. But another one is from the LOLGOP Twitter account, says Trump hates leaks so much that he mentioned WikiLeaks 164 times in the last month of the election. So their only good leaks are the leaks that benefit you. Is that what is happening, Pumpkin? So this whole thing is killing me. And like this whole Paul Flynn, it's Paul Flynn, right? I should have looked up his name first. See, like I am not running for office. So if I got something wrong on somebody's name, I apologize. But I don't fucking know. Whatever. Okay. This is what I really was going to like comment on here because I need to go backers up. All right. Oh, good Lord. Why won't you back up to my story? You just keep going to the stuff I don't want you to go to. Go to the story that I had over here. Hold, please. Okay. Here we go. Back to my alternate story, right? 5 disturbing new revelations about what's really going on inside the chaotic Trump White House. Now, this is all the 5 disturbing things that happened before this Paul Flynn dude had to resign, and because he's a freaking horrible, awful, hateful person. And he's also the father of the person who spread all of those rumors about that freaking Comet Pizza place over in Washington, D.C., where that crazy nut job from North Carolina went up there with a whole bunch of guns thinking he was going to rescue these children that were being held captive up underneath there until he found out that maybe he should have done his research and found out that there was maybe nothing going on like that at all whatsoever up in there, and he was being fed a whole line of fucking bullshit. And that's one motherfucker right now who'd probably tell you that fake news is something that needs to be dealt with. I'm just saying is all. But that dude's kid is the one that got done booted out of the Trump camp because he was like tooting that story and being a complete jackass. But now the 5 disturbing things before this most disturbing thing that just came out that everybody is like, what the fuck? How the fuck can this just be allowed to go on? And then that cunty Ann Conjob bitch ass bitch sits there with her like flipping stuff saying like, well, he has a full support of Trump until he quit. You know, that the fact that you cannot wrap your brain around why that is so fucked up is beyond me. And you're fucking what's his name, what's that actor dude she looks exactly like they put a wig on him, that dude from that Fireman show. I'll think of it in a minute. Dennis Leary, that's it. Dennis Leary. She looks just like Dennis Leary in the wig. I saw it on the internet, and I'm just saying is all. I know I should not judge like that, but I am not as great a person as Miss Dolly Parton, so I cannot stop myself from judging sometimes, just saying. But number one of the 5 disturbing things before the most disturbing thing came out was Trump possesses a tenuous grasp of how government actually works. See, that's the thing. Y'all, people went and elected a president who does not even understand how the basics of government works. If you cannot wrap your brain around why that is fucked up, you got more issues than I care to even discuss. Because actually, I can't even have a discussion with you because you're too dumb to get it. It just don't make no sense. It says right here, Trump often asks simple questions about policies, proposals, and personnel. And when discussions get bogged down in details, the president has been known to quickly change the subject. Now, you're like, oh, I don't know nothing about that. So let's talk about, let's talk about my daughter and the fact that Nordstrom don't want to sell her ship. Actually, nobody wants to sell her ship. Whatever. We'll get to that in a minute. But basically, whatever. He's just stupid. He don't get it. He doesn't fucking get it. He just like basically says that he's just not going to do it. The number two is what we were just discussing earlier, just a hot second ago. Leaks from the White House are driving him up the wall. Like, yeah, so now you're getting a taste of your own medicine, pumpkin. And so guess what? You don't like it so much, huh? So when everybody was WikiLeaking shit to help you out, everything was hunky mother trucking dory. But now all of a sudden, when it ain't working in your favor, it's driving you up the wall and you want to understand why there ain't nobody getting punished for all these leaks. Well, maybe you need to freaking clean your own goddamn motherfucking house before you start trying to point the finger somewhere else. I don't care how short your little Vienna sausage fingers are. You need to turn it around and point it to the person who should probably be doing something about this fucking shit by maybe not being such a fucking dastardly some bitch. Maybe. But they're like thinking of limiting the AIDS and all these other people. Like, it ain't gonna stop, dude. Because you want to know why? Because people are cluing in. Like, more and more people are starting to figure out, uh-oh, what have we done did up in here? I don't know. Number three is this Jared Kushner. That's Ivanka's husband. His feud with Chris Christie is alive and well. Apparently, Chris Christie did some untoward shit to this Kushner fella's father. And so he's had it out for Chris Christie. So that's why Chris Christie's fat ass ain't doing much of anything in the administration. So there's that. Apparently, number four, Trump cannot, for the love of his anything that's holy, quit his Saturday Night Live habit and is threatening Sean Spicer's job security. So the simple fact, like, if you really want to get under this dude's skin, all you got to do is make fun of him. He can't take it. He is so thin-skinned and such a pussy. Ass pussy, he cannot fucking take it. But he's like, he's so upset that a woman played a man on Saturday Night Live that he will fire somebody. Well, actually, the dude needs to be fired to begin with because he's just a mouth breathing moron. And number five, administration officials can't stand each other and they're all miserable. That I can believe. Could you imagine trying to work up in that administration? Like, really, like, honestly, and like, how long can this, like, I don't know, like, this Kuntian con job chick, she will go on anything. Like, I do not understand the depths of depravity that this woman would go to just to be on TV and to be part of something that's going to probably go down in history as one of the biggest debacles in the history of this mother trucking country. But yet she wants to fucking attach her lips to the ass of it like it ain't nobody's mother trucking business. But apparently it says two visitors to the White House last week said they were struck by how tired the staff looks. For all of Trump's frustrations about staff drama, it isn't clear they're going away anytime soon. Tensions remain between the staffs of chief of staff, the staffs of chief of staff Rice Priebus or Priebus, however the fuck you say his name. All these people with these hard to pronounce names, Rince, Priebus, whatever. And chief strategist Steve Bannon, Priebus advisors blamed Bannon's team for the botched rollout of the travel ban executive order, saying they hadn't done the needed legwork ahead of time. Nobody did any fucking legwork. You know what? All you people just keep pointing your fucking little itty bitty Vienna sausage fingers at each other because that's all the fuck you're doing right now. It's ridiculous. So five plus one, because after this article came out, we found out about the biggest one, that fucking dude, Flynn dude, is just like in collusion with the Russians, which is, and also I saw a thing, which I probably didn't link to, but it makes me laugh, because I think now Putin, which I still giggle every time I have to say his name on the inside, because poots are farts where I come from in this world, so every time I say his name, that means you're farting, which still makes me giggle on the inside. That's the only good thing about Russia, in my opinion, right now. But what I'm saying is, apparently Putin is now starting to go like, uh-oh, maybe even we underestimated the, like, crazy, the level of the sheer astronomical level of crazy that we helped get into the White House. I'm just saying as all. But what else is going on out there in the world of Pumpkinhead, the president? Apparently he is horribly upset. Everybody is horribly upset because Ivanka's freaking fashion line is tanking like a motherfucker, so don't nobody want to buy her shit, and so guess who's all but heard about it, because Nordstrom dropped them. Coming from a so-called businessman too, that's the thing that fucking cracks me up about this shit, the so-called businessman who doesn't understand that if your shit ain't selling, we ain't putting it in our stores. It's just the way it fucking works, dude. Do you get that? Like, anybody who claims to be a businessman who's done anything more than stiff people who did work for him and or put his name on some building for some reason, I don't know. That's not how it works, dude. But it says right here on the Raw story, it's not political. People really aren't buying Ivanka Trump's clothes. She got dumped by everybody. I'm not just talking Nordstrom. I'm talking she got dumped by fucking Kmart, y'all. That's some straight up fucking, that's bad. That's bad. I can't even think of anything else to call it except for that's bad. That's really bad. But it says right here that fourth quarter earnings reports show that, in fact, people have stopped buying Ivanka Trump's fashion line and that the decision by Nordstrom and other retailers to discontinue their relationship with her company was based on free market principles and not politics. You get that, pumpkin? Sometimes people don't want cheap, horribly made knockoff bullshit, and they finally clue in and don't buy it anymore. Also, what you shouldn't do is have your fucking cunt in chief go on television telling everybody to go out there like a fucking commercial and buy the shit and break the mother trucking law in the process, where you say we're gonna reprimand her and give her a little slap on the wrist. You know what? That means you're a fucking pussy. That in and of itself right there illustrates exact what a pussy you really and truly are, because you can't even fucking keep people in your own house in control. How do you expect us to think that you can do anything outside of that if you can't keep your own people in fucking check? Your own people don't even know the rules, don't even know the laws, don't even know the way to fucking have a decent goddamn conversation without lying through their fucking teeth and then trying to call lies alternate facts, which everybody knows is a fucking lie, because alternate facts don't exist, because facts is facts. They don't need alternate versions. Okay. So whatever. Ivanka, I'm sorry, sugar. Like, I thought you might have been the glimmer of hope in this, but I honestly think that you're just a complacent cunt just like the rest of them. That's just how I look at it. And you know what? People can get upset for using that C word or whatever, but you know what? It's people like this that make it live. If people quit acting this way, people quit perpetuating these stereotypes, then they wouldn't exist. But as long as there's people out there who are doing cunty things, I'm not going to be able to call you anything other than what I think you are. And that is purely my opinion and my opinion alone. So you can just hold that to me. I will tell you, like, yes, I did say that. And you want to know what? Maybe you can prove me wrong, but it's going to be a long, arduous battle, because I don't believe you. You are not credible as far as the hick is concerned. Just saying is all. All right. I love this story. I'm going to try to breeze through this Trump shit, because usually I get to talking about it for so long and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so full of rage. Freaking my inner hell no is cutting backflips. I ain't got no rainbow sparkles of sunshine left up inside of me. There's not enough Dolly Parton music in the world to pull me back down to reality. But every once in a while, it's something like this, too, that brings me a little bit of joy, because I love when somebody gets it digging, because you know that pumpkin head is just fucking seething over this shit. But again, off of the Rawls story, apparently I've been reading a lot of Rawls story lately. Basically, Mark Cuban and the freaking Pumpkinhead done got into a sort of a Twitter war, because Pumpkin, for some reason, decided that Mark Cuban needed to just be blasted for whatever reason. But the best is when somebody just fucking comes back to him and just fucking owns his ass. But apparently it says over here in the Raw story that Mark Cuban was quick to respond that Donald Trump claimed that the tech billionaire backed me big time in the recent election, laughing at the claim before reminding Trump of a conversation they had a year ago. So basically, Mark Cuban was like, you're lying again, and here goes the proofs. Look, so Cuban started, apparently tweeted out, he goes, I know Mark Cuban well. He backed me big. This is what fucking Pumpkinhead said. He backed me big time, but I wasn't interested in taking all of his calls. He's not smart enough to run for president. Dude, trust me, he is way smarter than you are. He may not be smart enough for president, but I honestly think that if anybody was going to be president between the two of y'all, Mark Cuban is a much more sane choice. I'm just saying. But Mark Cuban came back saying, basically with a LOL, and then he brought back up a back and forth that him and Trump had in March of last year. He began the tweet with how quickly they forget, Cuban said. Basically, blah, 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 blah. You need to dig in and know your shit, is what he said. You say there is a bubble. It sounds like you were winging it, which also makes it sound like your comments are based on who you talked to last, which tells me you're getting bad advice. I get the big part of your base doesn't care about issue details, but to be president, to be this close, you have to know your shit. He was telling them this while he was running, right? Responding to a tweet asking why Trump was tweeting at him, Cuban puckishly responded, I don't know, but isn't it better for us to know that he is tweeting rather than trying to govern, which is actually a very good comeback. So he's like basically saying, like, you're suited to do nothing but fucking tweet. That's all you're good for is tweeting. And you're not even really good at that, because you don't even get your fucking facts straight. And you sit there and try to call people out for things like, I don't know, leaks, which have been one of your favorite fucking things for the last, I don't know how long. You love a leak until it ain't a leak that benefits you. bitch ass bitches, fucking have my cake and eat it too. Do as I say, not as I do. Bitch ass bitches dish it out, but can't take it, motherfuckers. And I have said a million bazillion times that one of my least favorite qualities in any person ever is somebody who can dish it out but can't take it. If you can't take it, don't dish it out, because that means there's a good possibility that shit's gonna come back up on you. I'm just saying is all, right? Well, saw another thing on here where this is the part, one of the ones that kick quicks. God, I can't talk anymore. But again, on the Raw story, because apparently I've been reading a lot of this. This is the other thing I've been saying. He don't like this. He don't want this job no more. But it says right here, the headline is, he doesn't like this shit. Trump reportedly hates his job and his staff after less than a month. Of course he does. He didn't want it. He thought he did. And then guess what happens when you think you want something and then all of a sudden you get it? Wah, wah, wah. Shit don't work out like you planned. And like, well, how you ever thought that people were just going to get on board to your fucking cockamamie crazy nonsense is beyond a brother. Beyond, beyond, beyond a brother. But says right here, after just 3 weeks on the job, President Donald Trump is reportedly frustrated with the realities of trying to run the U.S. government the way he manages his family-owned business, which he doesn't really do. Like, what do you mean the way he manages his business? So basically what he's going to do is go out there and like have a whole bunch of people do work for him and then not pay him? Is that what we're going to do? Is that what the president of the United States is supposed to be known for? Because if that's the case, you need to be fucking punched in the throat and drowned in a toilet right now and get this shit over with, because good dolly have mercy. Goes on, though. Politico interviewed nearly 24 people who have spent time with the former real estate developer and reality TV star. We have a reality television star as president. Do you see what you have done? Do you see what you have done? That is embarrassing as fuck, motherfuckers. G motherfucking bus. Okay. They said Trump's mood has careened between surprise and anger as he's faced the predictable realities of governance. Basically means he had no fucking clue what he was getting to at all whatsoever, period. But apparently the interviews paint a picture of a powder keg of a workplace where job duties are unclear, morale among some is low, factionalism is rampant, and exhaustion is running high. Two visitors to the White House last week said they were struck by how tired the staff looks. Yeah, because they're always running around trying to wipe his ass from all the nonsense he done stirs up. Beat the freaking bans he puts on people entering the country, that then he doesn't understand how the freaking courts work and want to call people so-called judges and then get those. But that's the best way to get them to work on your favor too. So you call them a so-called judge and then they are going to slap your ass down, which is exactly what happened. 3-0, bitch. 3-0. You get that? Go ahead and appeal it. Ain't gonna happen, Captain. If you don't understand the Constitution, then you need to go take a fucking class. Because if you're a president and you don't know how the fucking Constitution works, you are never gonna survive. Period. Done and done. Because there's too many smart people out there. Elizabeth Warren, just walk in there with a Constitution and hit him over the head with it and hope some of it sinks in. That's what I would love to happen. But it says here, too, that Trump would like to shake his White House staff less than a month into the job, but knows it's too soon. The website reported and that the aide joked that the president would like to spend even more time golfing at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Like, that's all he wants to do. He just wants the freaking glory. He doesn't want to put in the freaking work. It's not going to happen. Do you not see how gray these men are when they get done being president? Obama had a full head of black hair. Done being president, white hair everywhere. Just saying is all. Sources say also said that he's infuriated by the profusion of leaks revealing his confrontational phone calls with world leaders and the herky-jerky inner workings of the White House. See, there you go again. You really loved a leak until they didn't work in your favor, and now you hate it. So guess what? You can't have your cake and eat it, too. You can't take the fucking my way or the highway, this do as I say, not as I do fucking mentality. Does not work. You're never gonna fucking get it because you're just too dumb or just mentally unable. Like, honestly, I'm starting to believe people do that. He is like cuckoo, motherfucking straight up bananas, certifiable. Just saying is all. The White House has launched an investigation of the leaks, but blah, blah, blah. There ain't going to stop because you know what? You're a horrible, awful person. Enough people like to do that to horrible, awful people. Just say it. Staffers have been instructed to cooperate with the inquiry and the administration may tighten the inner circle of aides. Good. There you go. All you need is more fucking like people sitting there like whatever. just hold it all close to the chest, because you know what, Trump? This, I honestly, like, at first I was like, oh God, this is going to go on way too long. But I don't know. I think he might snap and just quit. And if that happens, we're still fucked, because then that freaking awful, horrible, hateful, evil as evil gets, Pence will be sitting there waiting to freaking take up the freaking mantle. Lo, have mercy on us all. Okay, what else? One more little Trump thing, because this one cracks my ass up. And I just like talking about it because it's just a simple fact that it's just fun to talk about. But y'all remember Moby? He's that like DJ dude. He had a couple of songs that came out several years ago. Like, I honestly had forgot all about this dude. I didn't even know he was still around anymore, but apparently he is still around. He's looking old as fuck, by the way. He's only like 51 years old. He looks 900. So I would highly recommend him going in for some kind of fucking procedure, but that's just my opinion right here. But according to the website called Hollywood Life, which I also know is sometimes full of shit, but in this instance I am going to take it for what it is, because I want to like believe this could maybe possibly be true, because it's plausible. That's, we already went through that a couple of few episodes ago. This whole thing about being PP'd on by Russian hookers is plausible. We don't know if 100% of it happened, but according to Moby, report on Trump getting golden showers from hookers is 100% real. You hear that, y'all? So, and he's saying that he got peed on. Now, other people were saying that they just peed on a bed while he, like, clapped and applauded or something, because Obama had slept in that bed before. But apparently, Moby is saying that on the hookers actually peed directly on him. Or at least that's how I'm reading that headline. But it says right here that Moby knows what's up. The DJ claims to have intel that confirms the report that says President Donald Trump paid hookers to perform golden showers in Russia is actually legit. Moby, 51, has come out saying that the dossier that alleges that President Donald Trump... Oh God, I can't believe I have to say that. That just fucking hurts my fucking soul from the insides out. Paid prostitutes to perform golden showers in front of him in Russia is completely true. The musician said he can confirm the authenticity of the report after spending the weekend talking to friends who work in D.C., right? Well, the Russian dossier on Trump is real. This is what Moby wrote in a Facebook post just yesterday. 100% real. He's being blackmailed by the Russian government, not just for being peed on by Russian hookers, but for much more nefarious things. The Trump administration is in collusion with the Russian government and has been since day one. Like, I honestly do think there is something going on there. I don't know to what extent. I really don't know. But I do think there's something there. There's at least a kernel. It's like the National Enquirer. They might have like added a whole bunch of stuff to this story that might have happened, but there's a kernel of truth up in there. Moby Dunn went on and said that Trump's administration needs a war, most likely with Iran, and that Republicans will get him out of office because he's a drain on their fundraising and their approval ratings, which that part I can believe. Like, his approval has to be going down. Like, I can't believe that there's that many people who aren't kind of shaking their head and going, uh-oh, I might have made the wrong decision here. But the story goes on and says, intelligence agencies around the world and here in the U.S. are horrified by the incompetence of the Trump. And like, that's true right there. Like, people around the world, they have to be just straight up horrified by the incompetence of the Trump administration and are working to present information that will lead to high level firings and ultimately impeachment. But the scary thing is then we're left with Pence, who is straight up stone cold evil and would have me in jail just for the simple fact that I'd like to suck a dick instead of eat a pussy. And trust me, I tried to eat pussy twice. It was the worst experience of my life. I still remember it vividly. And it ain't nothing against you, ladies. It just means I ain't made for eating pussy. There are plenty of people who are, and that is who you should seek out to eat your pussy, because I can't do it. I tried twice and it was, I digress, and I'm sorry if I offended any ladies, but I'm just saying, it was not for me. Couldn't do it. Well, this story goes on, says, these are truly baffling and horrifying times, and we have an incompetent president who is essentially owned by a foreign power. That's what Moby's done said. But Moby's been critical of the president since before the election. He's received mixed reactions to this info, with some fans criticizing the post as being an unverified rumor. Well, that's the thing. If you got the proofs, put the fucking proofs out there. The proof is in the pudding. Isn't that what they say? Or is it the pudding? No, it's the proof is in the pudding. Like, right. If you got the proof, then put it out there. Otherwise, kind of shut up. That's sort of also how I think about it. Just sit there. Don't sit there. Because one, you're not doing anybody any favors. Like, I got the intel. I know. Well, then where is it? Just then put it the fuck out there. If you got it, let the rest of us see it. because right now I still think this is kind of like maybe I just want it to be true. That's just really what I just want it to be true. So Moby, I hope you are right, but I'm still skeptical because ain't nobody proved nothing to nobody yet. I'm just saying is all. And on that, I will quit talking about, well, probably not. It'll probably come back up again at some point, but I am trying not to talk about Trump too much. But I ain't very good at it sometimes because there's so much going on. I just can't with the freaking world sometimes. You know, sometimes I'm just like, oh, my sweet Jeebus Lord, somebody help us all. Just help us all, right? Well, let's see what else is going on. Let's talk about some celebrities and their nonsense, because honestly, that is more fun to talk about, because this other stuff makes me straight up stone cold bonkers nuts. Bonkers, 100% bonkers nuts. But I was reading over here because I hate the, well, also here I go. First thing I talk about, I'm like, let's talk about something that doesn't make me nuts. And this shit right here makes me nuts because I hate this kind of shit. I hate manufactured bullshit like this where somebody does something completely freaking untoward. You ain't got no manners. You're fucking self-entitled. You're just being a general fucking asshat, pain in the ass, deuce nozzle, punk ass bitch, and then try to go around and turn it around on somebody like they done did something wrong to you, when really what happened was you are out there thinking that you should get all kind of some sort of special treatment, and then when that doesn't happen, you get all butthurt about it. And that's what just happened with this dude, Jason Derulo. He's this like R&B singer, has a couple of few hits but not very many. Whatever, I think he's like some sort of like C-level R&B star. I would probably know one or two of his songs if they were played on the radio or something. But I hate manufactured drama nonsense that's fucking not what it is. And then you want to like turn it around and try to call bullshit. Because the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of fucking shit out there that does go down that is honest and real. And then when you fucking manufacture shit, all you do is hurt the fucking cause. You get that? You're a fucking punk-ass bitch who didn't get what you wanted, and then you got all butthurt and tried to make it out like it was some sort of racism. And I fucking hate that shit. Don't do it. Stop it. Quit being a punk-ass bitch and just fucking own up to shit and be a goddamn motherfucking adult. Okay? Okay. But says over here on the TMZ, Jason Derulo claims racism after cops called on American Airlines flight, right? Well, it says here, Jason Derulo is outraged at American Airlines, saying he was disrespected, cussed out by his pilot, and confronted by 15 cops after a heated incident at Miami International Airport. Jason says he and his crew of eight arrived at the airport for a flight to L.A. Wednesday afternoon when they tried checking nearly 20 bags. He says he's a preferred flying member, concierge key, and almost always flies American, but the AA staffer was rude and said he couldn't check his bags. We called around, and it looks like Jason and crew may have arrived too late, get this part, too late to check their bags. Guess that has happened to the hick before, and guess what happens? Your fucking bag gets on a different flight, and you just have to either wait or go fetch it, or they'll bring it to you eventually, but you don't always get special treatment when you're late because the fucking train with all of the fucking baggage on it has already left, and they're loading up the plane because you were late. You get that? That means it's on you. Nobody else is responsible except for you. Okay? Okay, personal responsibility, Jason. It's something you really need to investigate because, honestly, it doesn't seem like you have very much. Okay? But goes on. Basically, they were told they'd have to put their bags on a later flight. That's when all hell broke loose. By this time, Jason and his team were on the plane, and it had pulled away from the gate. His cell phone rang, and the guy he left with the bag said American Airlines wanted to charge $6,000 for the excess baggage. Jason was outraged and demanded that the plane go back to the gate so he could get off. So then at this point, the plane is taxiing out so that other people who were on this motherfucking plane with your entitled bitch-ass self have to now go back on account of you don't have the fucking human decency to just suck it up and move the fuck on. If you don't want to pay $6,000 for baggage, get there on fucking time. Also, don't leave one dude there with fucking 20 bags, because guess what? You probably get two free bags and the rest you have to pay for, and each subsequent bag goes up exponentially, which results in $6,000 worth of charges because you were late and now you think you should get special treatment, and guess what didn't happen, and now you get butthurt, and then you try to call racism, foul racism that did not even exist, because you're an asshole, period. You're an asshole. Genuine racism exists, and you need to fucking learn what it is. I'm just saying is all. He says the pilot went nuts on him and the cops were waiting as he got off. Of course, the cops were waiting because there's like eight of you who are being unruly on a plane. So that's probably two cops per, because that's how that shit works. And then you didn't like it because, you know what? You made a decision. You need to own it. You created this. No one did this to you. Got it? I hope so. Well, American Airlines comes back and with an update on here that says the American Airlines tells DMZ the airline's most elite customers receive three free checked bags. However, Jason's one friend tried to check 19 bags. And then now they know what happened. Seven of Jason's friends got on the scheduled flight and left one behind with all the luggage for a later flight. And American would not credit 19 bags to one person. Guess why? Because that's not their fucking policy. Well, then guess who's not going to let this shit fucking go? But he, like, just Jason Derulo thinks that the pilot needs to go because he basically said he wants these motherfuckers off his plane right now. Yeah, you causing a disturbance on a plane, guess what happens? They're going to fucking kick your ass off. Pay attention to the news. Pay attention to fucking anything. People are getting kicked off of planes left and right for being assholes. And guess what? You just got your fucking asshole card, too. But it says here on the TMZ, the Jason Derulo, the pilot's head needs to roll. No, you know whose head needs to roll? Is you, because you are a fucking asshole. You created this situation. You did this to yourself. You have no personal responsibility at all whatsoever, and all you're doing is proven to be a bitch-ass bitch. I'm just saying. But Jason Derulo wants American Airlines pilot fired for allegedly cussing him out and triggering an ugly mob scene on a flight. The TMZ people got Jason early Thursday morning and at LAX, and he was still hot as fish grease over an incident in Miami. As was previously reported, Jason and his crew of seven arrived too late, concept that apparently a pop singer cannot understand, to check their 19 bags. So they left one dude behind. We've been through all of that. Jason demanded to go back to the gate and tells us the pilot went on the intercom, blamed the delay on him. And when the plane reached the gate, he says the pilot screamed, "I want these motherfuckers off my plane right now." And guess what? You know what? If that was my plane, guess what I would have said? "I want these motherfuckers off this plane right now. Get, shoot. I don't need your fucking disturbance. I don't need your bullshit. This is not the fucking world we live in. If you've not been paying attention, people get kicked off for way less than this bullshit. Bye, Felicia." So, Jason Sugar, let me just break it down to you. This is no one's fault but yourself. Your manufactured freaking racism and outrage are misplaced. And if you bother to check one comment on the fucking TMZ, then you'll understand that nobody agrees with your ass and you're a fucking asshat, and now nobody wants anything to do with you because you're a bitch ass bitch who got served by American Airlines because you deserved it. Period. End of story. That's that. Let's talk about something that makes me happy as fuck, right? But guess who has a new television program coming on the VH1? But my favorite reality television star, well, actually, I don't know, one of my top three favorite reality television stars, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, will probably always be my favorite reality stars, because Being Bobby Brown was the greatest reality show in the history of reality shows. Now, I understand it was a shit mess, and I probably should not enjoy it as much as I did, knowing that everything that has happened since that show was on the air. But when it was on the air, I lived for it. It was awesome. It was tits. I'm just saying it's all right. But VH1 has done gone and given Tiffany New York Pollard from the Flavor Flav show, that, well, I can't rock, not Rock a Love. Oh my God. I cannot believe I can't remember it. The Flavor of Love show. Then she got her own dating show called I Love New York, right? Well, she has her own show coming on the VH1 where she sits down and has brunch with celebrities, like low rent celebrities, like that Sonia Morgan off of the Housewives of New York City. Well, Miss New York, Tiffany Pollard, to some of you, but I will still always love her and know her as New York off of Flavor Flav and the new I Love New York show. But she has a new brunch show called Brunch with Tiffany, where she's going to talk to these low-rent celebrities. And if it's not something that you thought you wanted, it is, of course, something that you know you need. I'm just saying is all, because this bitch has personality. She is a original reality television star, and I highly recommend watching it. There's a clip that was on the Jezebel website. I'll try to remember to put it on the Facebook so you can watch it, because they talk about all the shit you want to talk about. They talk about getting fucked doggy style. They talk about drinking and doing things. It's exactly what you want. So Dolly Bless, New York, back on the television set. So I'm really hoping that this turns out to be something good and it goes on for a long time, because I love New York. That was the most appropriately named reality show ever, because honestly, I love New York. So there you go. Little bit of happiness for all y'all out there, but New York back on TV with a Brunch with Tiffany show, where she's going to interview low rent celebrities over brunch. The hick will be watching. I'm just saying is all. Okay. All right. What else is going on there? Okay. Now this bitch gonna have to fucking check herself. I'm just saying, because you know what? She's a guilty pleasure, but she ain't the guiltiest of pleasures, and she is fucking playing with fucking fire. I'm just saying is all. Playing with fire. But Katy Perry, with her big titties and big eyes and big everything else, done went and dissed the princess of pop, Miss Britney Spears, at the Grammy Awards, which I'm really not talking about because they were last Sunday, because to be quite honest, the Grammy Awards are boring. That whole thing is boring. Adele won everything. Oh, go figure. Adele. I don't care what nobody says. That Hello song is boring. Every other song sounds exactly the same as something else she's ever done. It was nothing new and or original about this album. It didn't deserve to win shit. Period. Okay, give her props, because she started out singing a George Michael song bad, and then had the wherewithal to stop and start over because she knew that she was out of tune. But the album did not deserve to win. Yes, she can sing. Yes, but was that deserving of winning everything? No. Absolutely not. Not an opinion of the Hollywood hick. I've said it on this program before, and I'll say it again. Adele is boring. Everything sounds just like the last thing. If I have to hear that fucking Hello song one more time, and or that one about similar to you, what? Punch you in the face. Punch you into that song. It's so fucking ridiculously horrible. I can't believe anybody had the fucking sense to even think it was anything worth listening to. But I digress. Back to my story here. So it says over here on a website called NME. I don't know what that stands for, but it's what I link to, so we're just going to go with it. It says, Britney Spears responds to Katy Perry's mental health joke, because Katy Perry done went and tried to slam Britney Spears on the red carpet at the Grammys, and apparently it ain't going over too well. But it says, Britney Spears has seemingly responded to a joke Katy Perry made about her mental health at the Grammys. The California girl singer answered a question about taking a break between albums on the red carpet by saying, that's called taking care of your mental health. And when asked how it was going, she said, fantastic, and I haven't shaved my head yet. Okay, not cute, Katie, because only a few of us are allowed to talk about Britney and her shaving head, because I say it with the utmost affection and love and all of that, because I love Britney Spears. And I have appreciation for what she went through, and that she came out on the flip side and did even better. But she even went on, is one of the only times she said it. She was asked about another time she said about her hair, because, and this is the other thing about it too, is if you look at Katy Perry from the Grammys red carpet, she looks just like Britney Spears. She got the blonde hair, the makeup. She looks like a fucking clone of Britney Spears in these fucking pictures. So then when she starts talking about her hair, she said, it's like the last color of the spectrum that I can do. I've done all of them, and the only thing left to do is shave my head, which I'm really saving for a public breakdown. I'm for that. I'm almost moments away from that, obviously. So she's sitting there trying to diss my Britney, the guiltiest of pleasures, when she's sitting there stealing Britney's look. Basically, Britney led all kind of groundwork for this bitch-ass bitch, and she ain't got no respect. But this is where the piece de resistance of it all comes in, because you know what? Britney ain't about that bullshit. She ain't gonna go there. Like, I'm sure some one of Britney's people did this, but I don't care. Britney's name is on it, right? So basically, she sits there, and then in a tweet, without even saying her name, references a Bible verse. So, because a lot of people went to the Twitters to lambast Perry after she made the comments. Basically, Britney Spears put, her mouth speaks from that which fills her heart. Luke 6:45. And that's underneath a picture of her making like one of those hand hearts over top of a sunset. So Britney is basically taken Katie out with a fucking Bible verse. And that is what you call fucking tits awesome graciousness. Basically, everybody's like, you should apologize, girl. You was straight up wrong. So there, don't be fronting my Britney Spears, Katie, because honestly, your new music is sucking right now. It is sucking. That fucking Roar song was horrible. The Olympics even quit playing it, and it was supposed to be their damn theme song. And your new, like, Chain to the Rhythm song is meh, completely meh. So, girl, don't be trying to bring Britney into this mix to get you some publicity when you are sitting there stealing her look. You are totally stealing her fucking look at the same time. You bitch-ass bitch. I can't believe you. Somebody should shake you like a baby. I'm just saying is all. All right, what else is going on? Oh, this. Where is it at? Gotta find the clicks. Gotta find the clicks. Because you know I love talking about this chick lately, because honestly, her demise is bringing me a whole bunch of joy, because I just find her so utterly and completely fucking ridiculous that it's just too fucking much, right? But apparently, according to the Page Six people, Mariah Carey's ticket sales are tanking. Want me to tell you why? Because a bitch can't perform live anymore. She can't do it. She didn't freaking work on her voice. She didn't maintain anything. She just thought it was some gift from the heavens that were going to be maintained by a humidifier up in the room and everything was going to be great. And she can't do it. She can't dance, so she's not really that engaging. All she can do is kind of sing now, but not like she used to. And like even that, like when she hits those super high notes, it's just squealing. Just call it what it is. She's like, ee-ee-ee-ah. See, I can't even do it because my voice won't go there. I got this voice. This voice will cut through lead, though. I will tell you that. You can hear it from fucking miles away, even when I think I'm being, like, quiet. But says over here on the Page Six, Mariah Carey is having a bad week. It looks like Ticketmaster is trying to boost slow sales for her upcoming All the Hits tour with Lionel Richie by offering tickets as part of a buy one, get one free promotion for the concerts, which kick off in March. And if you remember back, that's exactly what Gwen Stefani had to do, because don't nobody give a shit about her anymore. But all they care about is the fact that she's dating Blake Shelton, which I still think is some sort of a sham of a romance. But since the two of them are so deep into it, they don't know what else to do. So here we sit with freaking sham of a fucking relationship. But I digress. Apparently, the Valentine's Day grab a ticket for you and your special one, all for a special price promo. Carey's comeback single, I Don't, a collaboration with rapper YG, is a flop. When it dropped last week, it was number 6 on iTunes, but was number 55 as of press time. Industry insiders say Carey's New Year's Eve debacle live in Times Square, when she failed to keep up with the songs or even lip sync properly, ain't helping. She hasn't toured North America in more than 6 years. She will open. She's an opening act now. She is reduced to opening. Like any superstar who claims to be as big a superstar as her, she should not be opening for anybody. I don't give a shit who you're opening up for, unless it's like Aretha Franklin. I'm just saying, the only person I can think, or Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, she is only a headliner and a headliner only. I'm just saying. But apparently she was supposed to open for Richie in 35 cities with a stop at Madison Square Garden, but don't sound like very many people are taking on this and want to go to it, because you are not good anymore. You get that? Now you're a reality television star. And that's just, and honestly, like, that was a bad move, because now all we think of you is like this really overindulged reality television star. But they keep trying to toot this thing up, saying Mariah's working enthusiastically with Live Nation and Lionel's team to put together an outstanding tour. Ticket sales are beyond great. Liars. Who are you? What are you using, like, the Trump way of fucking coming up with your numbers? Because that's what it sounds like. Fans are in for a real treat. Like, no. Like, they're in to be disappointed. They're going to be disappointed because she can't sing like she used to no more. She did not take care of her voice. I said it before, and I will say it a mother trucking again. And there's a blind gossip story that relates exactly to this. Exactly to this. Let me find it. Hold, please. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So here we go. Over on the blind gossip. I mean, this is just all says Mariah, mother trucking Carrie all over it. But the headline reads, let me tell you about your job. Says here, the singer is not at all happy that every news leak about her seems to be negative. Reports about her last breakup, her current fake beau, which is so fake. It is so freaking fake. Her last performance disaster and poor record sales are all irritating her. Goes on to quote right here, she's mad at everybody. Everything that goes wrong is everyone else's fault. The other day, she was yelling and pointing her finger at team member. They won't say who because it's blind gossip. I'm guessing it's that manager chick of hers who is just straight up stone cold cuckoo bananas. And all she's ever done is like reality television. And now all of a sudden she's managing Mariah Carey, which does not make sense to me. It's like, Mariah, girl, you don't even make good choices. So you're the reason you're sitting where you're sitting. But apparently she yelled, let me tell you about your job. Your job is to make me look good. When I don't look good, it's your your fault. If you can't do your job, I'll find someone who will. Honestly, that's the only smart thing she's done in a while. Like, you need to fire that woman. I can't remember her name because it's a name that I can't pronounce. But that woman is a reality television star and has no clue what she's doing managing supposed one of the biggest pop stars in the whole entire world. So, Mariah, girl, you're proving me right. Just keep going. Just keep proving a hick right. That's all I'm going to say. All right, what else was I going to talk about here today? Oh, let's talk about a couple of things going to make us feel better about ourselves, because I just looked at the time, what I am running out of. I was going to talk about Nick Cannon done going and quitting the America's Got Talent show when he can't quit because he's under contract and he's just trying to like get some kind of marketing ploy out of it. We'll have to hold that story for the next episode, because I do find it interesting when people try to pull this kind of bullshit. But let's talk about a couple of things to make us feel better about it. Oh, this one. Where is it at? I remember about this old dude was not having it. He just got newlywed, 76-year-old newlywed. He's going to make you glad you ain't him. But this comes from the New York Post. The headline here is, now you're going to feel better about yourself that this ain't you, your granddaddy, or anybody in your family or anything. But apparently, a 76-year-old newlywed allegedly shot wife in butt for refusing sex. Yeah. So young people ain't the only ones who go crazy when they ain't getting some. Sometimes when you're 76 and you want to get some, you're going to get it however you have to get it, even if you got to shoot your wife in the butt. But it says here, an elderly newlywed who told police he had yet to consummate his marriage allegedly shot his wife in the butt for refusing his advances. Donald Royce, 76, of Lehigh Acres, Florida, of course, Florida, right? Admitted to authorities that he shot his wife after an argument about the couple's sleeping arrangements. Royce told deputies from the Lee County Sheriff's Office that the couple had been married since August, but had yet to solidify their union in the bedroom. He says, I shot her and the gun is in my room. Royce later claimed he never intended to shoot his 62-year-old wife, saying he just wanted to scare her by shooting the mattress. She was rushed to Lee Memorial Hospital with gunshot wounds to the hip and buttocks. The woman, now back at home recovering from two gunshot wounds, described her living situation as a nightmare. She had dated Royce for 6 years before they decided to get married, but she never thought he was capable of such violence. Dude, if you was hanging out with somebody for 6 years and you didn't get any inclinations of maybe he's a little bit trigger happy, you might need to hone your assessment skills and start assessing folks better. Now, you're not supposed to judge, because Dolly tells us we're not supposed to judge, but I think you have every right to assess all you want to, right? Goes on and says, Royce's neighbor April Bailey said every woman has a right to her body, regardless of age or marital status. But like, okay, I will. Okay, now this is the one thing. Like, if you've been married since August, it's now February. Like, you got to give it up. Like, I'm not saying you should have got shot, because that is just wrong. He should not have shot you in the butt and or the hip, and or even tried to scare you by shooting into the mattress. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to marry somebody, and after he probably married you because for 6 years you didn't put out once, and now he's wanting to get some, because I don't care how old you are, sometimes you just won't get some. And you are holding out on a motherfucker, you might be asking for trouble. That's all I'm saying. Now, I am not condoning shooting nobody. Anyway, I am against guns and shooting people. I don't think nobody should be out there shooting nobody ever, period. But if you're going to go and marry somebody, you're going to have to expect that they might want to get it wet once or twice. I'm just saying it's out. Yeah, apparently here it says, like, oh, this same neighbor, Miss April Bailey, she's like, holy cow, that's ridiculous. A grown adult having a temper tantrum about sex. Yeah, sometimes people like that gets rid of some pent up things. If you can work through it with some, like, pumping and aggressing and just getting up in there, it works for some. Maybe it doesn't work for you, April Bailey, but it sounds like one Donald Royce was needing to get it wet so that he could move on with his date. I'm just saying it's all. But apparently, this dude is in for a world of trouble on account of judge done went and set his bail at $100,000, and he's due in court next in March, April 6th. Good Lord, a hit can't talk sometimes. On March 6th, the jail records show, it's unclear whether Royce has hired an attorney or not. Like he probably ain't. He's guilty. He done said he shot her in the butt. He's like, she wouldn't put out, so I went and done shot her. That's how that works. All right? So there you have it, mother truckers. Be glad your name ain't Donald Royce and or the lady that he married to, because I don't think they ever gave her name, and if they did, I didn't remember it, and I'm running out of time here. So just be glad you are not Donald Royce of Lehigh Acres, Florida, because otherwise you would be in straight up serious stone cold trouble, because you wasn't getting it wet, and the next thing you know, you shot your wife in the butt, and yeah, you're in jail. Just saying is out. And that does it for me, y'all. Y'all been listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters, at the H Wood Hick. Follow me on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I'm getting out of here. Everybody be good, stay out of trouble, and I will talk to all you mother truckers soon. Doodle-lam, doo, bitches. Buh-bye.
Wow. I know this song don't mean a thing. Just do that plain old Charleston swing. When you say